This is Interlochen Public Radio. One northern Michigan county reeling from COVID-19 is Emmett County. The area's had almost 800 COVID cases and 27 related deaths, most of which have happened in the last month. IPR's Taylor Wisner is covering the pandemic. She caught up with the mayor of Petoskey, who's been engaging with his community a lot lately.
That's right. I spoke with Mayor John Murphy. Recently, the governor's office reached out to him, asked him to amplify some public health messages. Here's what he had to say.
They wanted us to just make sure that we spoke out, getting our communities to address this scourge. And basically what I'm recommending is everybody needs to wear a mask. It is not taking away rights by wearing a mask. The other big piece that the governor is asking is for people to limit their contacts at Thanksgiving. And I will not be traveling to Ohio, where I go down to my sister's house. We drive down there every year for Thanksgiving. We will not be doing that. And the best thing you can do for that is not to travel if at all possible. Stay home. Celebrate with those that are in your household that you're living with. And that way, we will all get through this pandemic. And hopefully by the 4th of July and by next Thanksgiving, we will be out celebrating that we're all still here rather than who are we missing in our families.
Cases have been high in Emmett County recently. What's the feeling like in Petoskey?
I think it's an uneasy feeling. Just about everybody that lives in Emmett County now knows somebody who has suffered greatly from COVID and probably perished. I got a text today from a friend, an individual that lives in Petoskey that I actually went and graduated from high school with, just died of COVID today. So our nursing homes have been ravaged, at least one of them, with COVID. Lost an aunt to death who was in the nursing home a week ago. It's real, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. I believe everybody in Petoskey has experienced knowledge of somebody who has passed away. Basically, one in 30, 32, 35 people have had it. And from my understanding, many, many more have also had it or are asymptomatic of it as well.
As you're having conversations with people in the community, how do those talks go? What are people saying to you?
I think people are very concerned. It strikes not just the old, but it also strikes the middle age as well. I've talked to friends who thought that it wasn't that big a deal to wear a mask, have contracted the virus, and have told me the worst thing they ever did was not wear a mask. But this is worse than the flu, and this can last for several weeks or more. And there are also illnesses or issues with your health after the fact that you get better. I've got one who says he's very short of breath, even though he's had it a month or two ago, that they said that there was probably some damage to his lungs. So what we need to do is we really need to take this serious as a community.
Seeing the community hard hit by this pandemic, how is Petoskey coping?
I'm involved with Salvation Army somewhat, volunteering there, and I see the concerns on the number of people that need help, that need some everyday help. We're trying to respond best possible with this pandemic. I see a great thing called Emmett County Helping Hands that's on the Facebook. It allows people that are in need or people that know somebody that's in need to have a resource to go and ask questions and get resources. That's why we have such great resources here at Emmett County, from Manna, Brother Dan, etc., for food, as well as our social human services program.
That's Petoskey's Mayor John Murphy. Thanks so much.
Call me anytime.